Well, Kerris, you'd have settled for that before the game, a 1-1 at Chelsea, wouldn't you?
Definitely, yeah. I think coming away from home against Chelsea, it's always a tough game, and we've come here in the past and we haven't actually played very well. So today was really pleasing to get a good performance and also a goal as well. Unfortunate to concede, but to be honest, I think we were under a lot of pressure in the last half an hour. So we did some good last-ditch defending, and I think, yeah, we're happy with the draw.
Frida tucked her goal away really nicely, didn't she?
Yeah, it was a great finish from Frida. Something we've been practicing on in training a lot. That kind of quick cover play and that sliding into the box. So Marcus and Dave will be happy with that, and Frida will be pleased with the finish as well.
I suppose the only shame is you couldn't have held on to the lead for a little bit longer, because Eni Aluko came on and scored within, what, 4 or 5 minutes, didn't she?
Yeah, it was disappointing that we did concede so quickly after our goal. But it was, like, we did score quite early on. I think there was still half an hour or so to play before the game was out. So it's always tough to defend the lead when it's the goal's been that early. But yeah, we're happy with the draw.
And in terms of the defending then for the last half an hour or so, that was tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's something we pride ourselves on, to be honest. You know, we've always been good defensively, always been one of the top teams in the league for our sort of defensive stats. And yeah, it was just the constant pressure really in the last half an hour, and obviously bringing the likes of Eni on and having Kaz and Gemma Davidson already playing, you know, it's a tough strike force to play against, but we dug in right to the end and we didn't concede a goal after that, so yeah, defensively we'll be very pleased with our performance today.
And particularly when you lost your anchor in the back three, Emily Westwood, so early with that head injury.
Yeah, it was a tough one for Woody. It's one of them, it hits right off, got the temple, and she had a big egg on her head. I think she wanted to come back on, but with that kind of injury, you can't really risk it, can you? But you know, Chloe coming on, she's played right back a couple of times, and she did well when she came on, and Windy tucked in, and then Aoife coming at centre half. So, you know, it's good that players can come on and do that and do a good job.
But that formation and the system really seems to be working in the second half of the season, the three games you've played so far, doesn't it?
It has been, yeah. It allows us to obviously defend with more players at the back, and especially against the likes of Gemma Davidson and Kaz today. Those are the kind of players you do need to double up on sometimes, just because of their pace and energy. And even going forward as well, it helps us to support the strikes in the midfield. So, yeah, it's a formation that's working for us at the minute.
So you're fourth, 13 points from the 9 games. What can you go on to achieve in the remainder of the season, do you think?
I think we just want to keep focusing on us and trying to get the results where we can. As we say, we'll be happy with a point today against Chelsea, because it takes 2 points off them as well. And probably realistically, you know, we'd love to challenge the Champions League, but maybe not so this year. But it's definitely something now. We're building our confidence, and we just want to finish as high as we can. And it's possible, at least possible, but and especially taking points off the top two. If we can keep doing that, then you never know what might happen.
You've got Sunderland at home, Reading away next, and then you go to Donny, don't you, before the end of July. So there's, you know, three matches that you'll be targeting, won't they?
Yeah, they are three massive games for us now coming up. So if we can get the maximum 9 points, that'd be fantastic. Going into a little bit of a break, but we can't take these teams lightly. Obviously, Sunderland won yesterday, so they'll be full of confidence now. So we've just got to focus on ourselves. We'll reflect on the game today and then work towards Sunderland next week.